This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Richard Torrenzano, who is, along with Mark Davis, co-author of the new book, brand new book, Digital Assassination, Protecting Your Reputation, Brand, or Business Against Online Attacks. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Kyle. Very nice to be here.
One of the first things that you say in this book, Digital Assassination, is that while technology has allowed these sorts of assassinations to happen online, technology is not the culprit here. It's human beings.
It is. And Mark and I approached this book not as technologists, but as reputation experts. And we had to immerse ourselves in the technology completely. And we talked to a lot of very expert people who are really focused on the technology platforms of today. Facebook, Google Plus, Yelp, all the different platforms that we're all familiar with. But what we found is something quite different. And what we found was that the technology is not the culprit, but it's really the human malice of money, sex, power, and envy that has gone on for centuries. And in the book, we take you back in the second chapter to the Hamilton-Jefferson era, where the character assassination wars between two of our founding fathers, Thomas Jefferson and Alexander Hamilton, were just enormously attacking one another over long periods of time about each other's secrets. And in the end of that chapter, we introduce what we call the seven swords of digital assassination. And we show how it was done in the Americana 1700s and how it's done today on these internet platforms. So what we're trying to say here is what's new are the speed and magnitude of these platforms, but not the intent.
I have read some of the examples that you use in digital assassination of these assassinations. And really, I think back to I come not to bury Caesar, but to praise him. I mean, much of the technique of the words has not changed. It's just the tools that people are using.
It's interesting because some of the Yelp-like comments that you see in the book or you see on Yelp or on Facebook really go back to tavern walls of ancient Pompeii and Rome. Comments about service, comments about politics. There's a very old saying about Caesar that he fiddled while Rome burned. Well, that story really was moved around by graffiti in those days, and today it would probably be moved around by social media. Social media today is an enormous power. We've seen it in Arab Spring, in Libya, and now a little bit in Syria and Egypt. We've seen it topple governments and assassinate dictators. We've seen the uprise of the Wall Street protests come really out of social media all across the country. So what we haven't been able to harness yet, I think, is the able to use this for real good. And I think that will come as we become more expert in these areas.
The concern with digital assassination could be that your company or your personal reputation is significantly harmed by people who are saying untrue things or taking some information and expanding upon it and making it something different than it really is.
That's exactly right. And what we say is whether you're a CEO or an entrepreneur or you're a doctor, a lawyer, an Indian chief, you're a parent or a child, you're a radio announcer, mm-hmm. or you're a teacher, whoever you are, you have the ability today to be digitally assassinated. And it comes at you with lightning speed. It comes at you as a surprise. So the assassin has an inherent advantage. And you have to really address these things in many ways. The web is an unbelievable machine today that was not really put together for the uses of commerce and social tools that we are using it for. So I think we're probably going to have to step back in the years to come to see how we try to manage this process a little better. But it really is – the web is doing many good things in education and in commerce and all sorts of things. But this is really the dark side of the internet, the way people are attacking other people in very nasty ways to hurt them, to hurt their business, to hurt a brand. And this book kind of unveils all of that and tells you what's being done, and not only what's being done, how it's being done and why it's being done. And at the end of the book, we introduce the seven shields of digital assassination, what you should do to protect yourself, your children, your brand, your company. And it's a very important book in today's world. We see this on the front page of the paper today, every day.
Something that's different than 5 years ago or 10 years ago is the ease that if I choose to assassinate someone's character or brand or reputation, that I can do it. You do not have to be a whip-smart technological engineer.
No, and that's a very good point, because as we've seen, say, in the last 6 months, you've seen about 35 celebrities and high-profile individuals had their mobile phones attacked. The mobile phone is where everything is going, and these attackers, these assassins, have chosen to use that area of the mobile phone. They did it through basic public information and a little bit of smarts. And that is going to become easier to do as we go forward, all of these attacks. The software is there. As you say, you don't have to be as technologically astute as one was perhaps 5 or 10 years ago. So one of the trends we talk about in the book is the ease in which attackers will be attacking, these assassins will be attacking in the coming years, and the way they can stay in the shadows and not in the scrutiny by doing it.
Let's give an example. Yelp, you mentioned Yelp. Yelp, which is this sort of interactive website where people can review hotels, restaurants, any business. You could, if you wanted, say you had a restaurant and I did not like you, and I'd not even been to the restaurant, I could start getting on Yelp and saying some pretty horrible things about cockroaches or whatever. How can you combat that?
Well, this is absolutely true, and there's a great story about a gym in the Washington, D.C. area that had a number of reviews about the filth in their pool. The problem was that the gym didn't have a pool. So there's a lot of made-up reviews that are put on Yelp. Yelp has worked hard over the last couple of years to try to stop that, try to identify some of the key players that they use regionally to do reviews and to try to identify people by name. But if you are a small business person, you should use Yelp. You should definitely have discussions with clients or with customers in a public arena. You should apologize for mistakes or a bad hair day. You should try to talk about the good parts of your business, how long you've been around, why your service is better, why your products are better. But never attack the commentator. Always take the high road and address the issue, but not the commentator. Because you don't know if that commentator, frankly, is being serious or is a fictitious person. But if something is not correct, if something is really wrong that's being said about you, you must go out there and loudly and quickly and effectively really change that very, very quickly.
As you mentioned, you have the seven shields, and there's advice throughout, and some of them pretty simple. Don't use a password that's named after your pet. Or something that's quite obvious, because people can find those things out and they can just start playing with them.
Most people, for their office computer or their mobile phone or a lot of things, use very simple passwords, because it's easy to come in the morning and tap in a couple of keys and off you go. You don't have that choice on most mobile phones. You have only 4 or 5 numbers. But on your computers, you really have a multitude of numbers you can use. And it's not just numbers or letters. It's caps and lowercases. It's symbols. It's a combination of a lot of things. And frankly, the password should have no relevance to anything about who you are or what you do. It should be made up for that use. And most importantly, don't use the same password for multiple locations. I have a different password on my garage door than I do on my computer at the office. And matter of fact, my computer at the office has about 15 or 16 characters. Everyone should do that, because we've seen just how simple it is to hack into a mobile phone or to hack into computers. And it's anyone that can be hacked today. You don't have to be a celebrity or a CEO.
I think the overwhelming message that comes from digital assassination is that you cannot be afraid of the web. It is here. Social media is here. You have to be able to use it. Just know more about it.
I think that's exactly right. We can't turn back time, nor do we wish to turn back time, because the web gives us enormous opportunities in education and reach, making the world smaller. But you have to understand this enormous tool. And in the seven shields of digital assassination, in that part of the book in chapter 11, we talk about seven different things you should do before or if you're attacked and how you're attacked. And one of them is is just understanding the technology. It is not hard today if you feel uncomfortable, and I think a lot of people sometimes feel they're on a Greek island with strange names. Just to go on the web and to go to Yahoo and to go to Google and to go to all the various search engines and start asking questions in the privacy of your own home or your own office. It's an easy way to begin. Read the paper each day. The newspapers and radio stations like yours have lots of information about this. Go to your societies or clubs in school or in business groups and ask them to sponsor discussions about different parts of the web. A lot of business organizations now have a lot of commentary about LinkedIn because LinkedIn has become a very good business forum for sharing information. So whatever is your interest or whatever is your expertise, go out there and try to learn more about it. The more you know, the better off it is.
How can you tell if you've been attacked or assassinated? You may be going through your business day and not even know that Yelp or something else has started.
Well, in many cases, someone will tell you, did you see the listing on such and such about you? In other cases, what we tell people is to really monitor your brand on a regular basis. And you can do that just by Googling yourself or the name of your company. You can do something simple with no cost and get a Google alert. You can put a variety of names in about yourself or your family. You should monitor your web pages each day. If you have a Facebook page or a Google Plus page or whatever, you should look at those each day and see the postings. You should make sure all of your security areas are up to date. Google tends to change their security settings from time to time and has changed their platforms quite a bit, actually, over the last few months, much for the good. But you want to make sure that all those settings are to the values that you want to have people have access to information or not have access to information.
The name of the book is Digital Assassination, Protecting Your Reputation, Brand, or Business Against Online Attacks. Richard Torrenzano, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.